In the studio is the superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz, and I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we're glad to have you in here this morning as Mexico Board of Education meeting in regular session last night. A couple of updates there. We're going to start off with the bond approval. For those who are just tuning in and may not know, voters in April approved a $21 million no tax increase bond issue. You've kind of been working on that diligently for the last several months. Kind of update us on that, if you will.
Sure. Yeah, and I appreciate the previous administration and the groundwork they laid with that, and including working with Facility Solution Group to serve as project management. But we went out to bid for the roof and the HVAC projects, and I'm pleased to say that we had multiple bids for that. The bids that came in were a little bit lower than would have been projected, and so last night the board approved bids for our HVAC and for our roof. So sometimes projects stumble coming out of the gate and just with the bidding process, and you don't get as many bids as you'd like, or you get bids that are much higher than you would expect, and that's not the case now. So I'm pretty excited about where we are, and we're on track to get new roofs and new HVAC started over the summer.
All right, that will start over the summer, and we're talking about the roof over at the high school, correct?
And Eugene Field
as well. Okay, yep. So several schools will be impacted by that. HVAC mainly at the high school?
Mainly at the high school, also at Eugene Field. Okay. Yeah, we want to keep our kids cool in the summer and warm in the winter. We'd like to keep the rain on the outside.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One other thing we talked a little bit about last night at the Board of Education meeting was parent-teachers conferences. Folks might remember this from a couple of weeks ago as, there were teachers really putting in long hours meeting with a lot of parents. There was really good participation in Mexico.
Absolutely. Ms. Lauer presented some numbers last night, and we had 1,785 in-person parent-teacher conferences. So tip of the cap to our parents for coming out and participating in their kids' educational process. Thank you for the teachers for scheduling those. We also had 171 phone conferences. So we reached a lot of our parents. Parents are so important in the education process, and we're thankful for the parents that we have that are involved. And I hope all those conferences went well. I hope all the kids got good reports.
Yes, no doubt about it. That is for sure. Everything else going pretty good for the Mexico School District. I know that we're getting ready to come up for November. It will be Thanksgiving break, Christmas break. Everybody surviving in the district okay?
Oh, yes. I think we're having a great school year. I'm enjoying myself. I've enjoyed watching our fall sports teams. They're having good seasons. They're going out there. They're competing every night. And it's been good to be in the buildings, too. I had a chance to be at the high school. I was in an algebra class. I see they're still teaching Y equals MX plus B, and I was in a Spanish class the other day, and I understood pequeño of it from my Spanish class.
A little bit. Yes.
Yeah, back from my time. So, yeah, we have a lot of good kids here. We have a lot of teachers doing good work, and I feel like there's a lot of positive things happening in the district right now.
Very nice. We are going to have an announcement coming up here in about a week or so. We're going to have you back in. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet, but there will be an announcement about more community engagement within
Absolutely.
The Mexico School District.
Absolutely.
So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Matt.